Our scripture today comes from 1 Peter chapter 3, beginning with verse 15. But in your hearts, set apart Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Hello, Christ Church, and all of our friends joining us today. I'm so glad you're with us for online worship. If you're on Facebook or the website, say hello to other friends in the comments section. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, send those to us. We want to be praying for you. If you want to follow along in my outline, you can do that on the website or the Christ Church app. As I begin today, I want to ask a pastor question. When was the last time you shared some aspect of your faith in Jesus Christ with someone else? When was the last time someone was talking with you about some aspect of their life and you were able to share with them a simple word about your faith? Like, you know, in my experience, Christ helps when I need strength or peace. Or, you know, when I was struggling, I found the words of Jesus really got me through. When was the last time you took an opportunity to share some aspect of your faith? And here's another pastor question. I think it's a good one too. When was the last time you made a point to recommend our church to someone else? A time when you said, hey, Christ Church, where I attend, has a ministry that helps with that. Or, you know, I find being part of my church is really helping me to do life better. Maybe you should give it a try. My point is, though this is not an everyday or even every week occurrence, even for me as your pastor, you and I should be ready to share our faith and recommend our church. We should have thought about it. We should give it some thought. How would I share my faith? What could I say about my life with Christ that is making a difference, that is impacting me? And how could I recommend something about our church to others? What are the top of the list things that I could say about Christ Church if somebody was interested? We should be ready to share our faith and recommend our church. In his day, the Apostle Peter said this in 1 Peter 3:15, always be prepared to what? To give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect. What does it mean that we should always be prepared to give an answer for the hope that we have in Jesus Christ? As Christ's Holy Spirit does His work within us, is there something that other people do notice? Do they wonder, why is it that you seem to have joy and hope even in difficult times? Or why is it that you're able to handle tough circumstances with such grace and poise? Sometimes in the midst of our most challenging experiences, God brings forth His brightest witness. I'll always remember the time as a young pastor standing around a hospital bed with a family whose 80-year-old mother, Lily, had just entered heaven. One son, Tal, was a prominent attorney here in Oklahoma, and the other son, Tom, an accomplished theologian at Drew Seminary. With their mother's lifeless body before us, with them and their wives, we took hands in prayer and celebrated the joy of Lily's homecoming to heaven. I'll never forget that faith-filled moment of praise, thanksgiving, and hope right there in the valley of the shadow of death. What are the reasons for the hope that we have, even in the midst of life's most profound moments? What are the answers to some of the big questions of faith that people have today? I want to deal with three questions today, and you may not be thinking about these questions, but maybe someone you know is. The first question is this: why do people need Jesus? post Jesus in the chat. A growing number of people today are convinced maybe we don't need Jesus at all. He's controversial. He causes division. Some of his claims are pretty exclusive. Maybe a world devoid of Jesus would be better. How would you answer that question? Why do people need Jesus? I think about what Jesus has provided in my own life. The first thing that I would mention is forgiveness. Forgiveness. We all fall short. None of us is perfect. We blow it. We sin against God and each other, and because of that, we all live with a lot of angst and guilt. It's our spiritual condition. No one is immune because no one is perfect. We need forgiveness, and Jesus Christ provided it. That's the heart of the gospel message. Ephesians 1:7 says this, "In Him we have redemption through His blood, the what? The forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace." We have forgiveness of sins because of God's amazing grace. I remember once talking with a parent who felt such guilt because they had given up a child for adoption when they were young. Another time, a man was so upset that he hadn't tried to repair a relationship with his brother before it was too late. His brother had died. We all have our stories of blowing it, and we feel deep guilt, but Christ has come that we might experience true forgiveness. Secondly, if someone asked you, why do people need Jesus? I would say people need Jesus for direction. Direction. How many people in the world can honestly say they've got life figured out? I don't know about you. I don't have all the answers. I don't have all the wisdom I'd like. We need help. And who in the world can we turn to that can come through? Yes, we need a guide. We need a friend. And what a friend we have in Jesus. He knows us. He knows the truth, and He can show us the way. In John 14:6, He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Do you need direction? Do you need purpose? Do you want an anchor for your life? Think of all the people God used in recent centuries who sought direction from Christ for their lives. To name a few, William Wilberforce, John Newton, George Washington, Harriet Tubman, Abraham Lincoln, Winston Churchill, Susan B. Anthony, Martin Luther King Jr. With the end of summer coming on, high school and college students are wrestling with that age-old question, what am I going to do with my life? What am I supposed to do? Jesus is someone to be talking to. The scripture says He knows us. He loves us. He has sent His Holy Spirit into the world to lead us and to guide us. I wouldn't ignore Him. If I were young again, I would certainly encourage my friends to read the Gospels and to check out what Jesus said and did to help people needing direction. Another reason why people need Jesus, peace. Peace. We live in hectic times, chaotic times. The stresses of everyday life come from many different directions. Life isn't easy. We wrestle with ourselves, with one another, even with God. What we want more than anything else is to be at rest, to be at peace, to have quiet confidence, even in the midst of life's storms. The peace that Christ can give us is like nothing else. Romans 5:1 says, "Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have what? Peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." One of my highest privileges is to hear people share how Jesus has brought them peace. Recently, I was talking with a young man who has found power from God to deal with his addiction. It's given him a whole new experience of life and peace. I talked with another person who was facing surgery. She said, "You know, it's going to be complicated, and the doctor has told me there's a chance that I may not survive, but I know who holds my future. I am at peace. I am at rest. What an amazing gift this peace God can give us. Amen? The second big question that people are increasingly asking in our day and age is, why do people need the church? Post church in the chat. Lots of young people today say, I like Jesus, I just don't like the church. Wow, we have to be willing to hear that. One of the things people say about the church is that we're too judgmental. We're not accepting enough of people. We know that in his day, Jesus had a problem with the Pharisees. While he was busy trying to reach outcasts and the marginalized and sinners, the Pharisees had already written them off. Jesus wasn't happy about that. He told his disciples it wasn't to be that way with them. They watched him extend grace and compassion and love to everyone. That's our calling too. That's what we do here at Christ Church. Extend love and grace and compassion of Jesus to everyone. So why do people need the church? Why should they continue to connect with what God is doing through the church? That is a great question, a relevant one we should be able to answer. I'd lift up three things. First of all, relationships. People need the church because we need to be connected with others in healthy, loving relationships. We need one another. Turn to your friend there at home and say, I need you. In this social media age, we are connected to more people than ever, but also as lonely as ever as well. There's always been something special about being face to face. And the church is uniquely equipped for this because Jesus is the head of the church and is interested in reaching all people, black, brown, white, rich, poor, male, female, young, old, healthy, sick, mended and broken, happy and depressed. Because Jesus is interested in reaching all people, the church is the unique organization in all the world capable of bringing our diversity together under one banner. Listen to how Paul affirmed our common bond in 2 Corinthians 13:14. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Because of the unique thing God does in all of our lives, we can get along in Christ. The world desperately needs more of what God can do. Who's going to show the way? Another reason people need church, because they can find help and healing. Jesus said, it's not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I've not come to call the righteous, but sinners. The church was established by God to be a hospital for sinners. It's a safe place where we can come and when we're sick and need healing. 1 Corinthians 12:28 says, and in the church, God appointed first of all apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then workers of miracles, also those having gifts of healing, those able to help others, all of these gifts for the purpose of providing help to people in need. The church is the place to get wounds bandaged and heartaches healed. It's the place to deal with our hurts, habits, and hang-ups. People need a place where they can bare their souls and be real in dealing with their problems. The church really is about one beggar helping another beggar know where to find bread. Another reason why people need the church, love. Love. Everyone needs to be loved and to share that love with others. This capacity to give and to receive love is so basic to our human makeup, but it's not automatic. It has to be cultivated and nurtured and affirmed. In the church, we hear about God's love for us through study, teaching, preaching. We also hear of the necessity of sharing that love with others, even when it's not easy. Listen to how Paul described it in Ephesians 4:2. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. I am so grateful God used various people throughout my life in the church who were gentle, patient, and bearing with me in love. When you know you are loved by God, you can share that love with others. We've talked about why people need Jesus and why people need the church. Another relevant question we need to be able to answer today, why do people need our church? There are lots of churches all throughout the Tulsa metro area today. Why do people need our church? Why would you recommend our church to someone you know? I'm interested in what you would say. I believe there's something truly special about our church. We have a unique role to play here in Midtown Tulsa and beyond. There's no church quite like ours. Every church is different. For many people, our church is exactly what they need or what they are looking for. I want to lift up three reasons why I think people need our church. First of all, warm fellowship. I hear from so many of our guests how they experience such a warm fellowship here. Acts 2:42 says of the early church, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. At Christ Church, we're devoting ourselves to each of these things. I'm thrilled to hear of the warm fellowship that people experience here. For some, it's the warm greeting they received at the door, or the friendly person who talked with them and helped them feel at ease, or the person who said hello before and after worship, or even in the chat, or people who invited them to their Sunday school class or small group. Most recently, we've been talking about the 5-10 link as a way to help us build that warm fellowship. The 5 stands for the 5 minutes before and the 5 minutes after worship. During that time, we're going to intentionally try to greet people that we don't know. Hi, I'm Bob. Welcome. One of my favorite questions is, how long have you been coming to Christ Church? And whether they've been coming for a long time or if it's just the first time, it is a good question. Take 5 minutes before and after worship to help us have a warm fellowship. Secondly, why do people need our church? At Christ Church, we are mission-driven. We know what we're doing and why we're doing it. Jesus said in Matthew 28:19, go, make disciples of all nations. That's the Great Commission. And so discipleship is our focus. We say our mission is making disciples, changing lives, transforming the world. And we truly believe that a growing disciple of Jesus Christ is the most radical change agent the world has ever known, no matter their age. Mr. Phil Blotevogel, regularly tells our children, you don't have to be a grown-up to do something big for God. Jesus also said in Matthew 22:37 and 39, love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and love your neighbor as you love yourself. That's the great commandment. We say that's living the Christ style, loving God, loving our neighbor, and so we love our neighbors with ministries that help. We're trying to be a good Samaritan church. We want to be those who stop and help people who are wounded or hurting or struggling along the way. Just the other day, someone told me how after losing their loved one, our Grief Share ministry saved their life. Which of our ministries do you recommend to others? Grief Share, Hurting Parents, Christ Church Explorers, Worship Ministry, Water's Edge Children, Student Ministry, Young Adults of Christ, Community Breakfast, Men's Ministry, Women's Ministry, Couples Connection, Going Solo Together. We're always looking to start new ministries to help people with their needs. A third reason I'd suggest why people need our church, Jesus is here. In Matthew 18:20, Jesus said, where two or three come together in my name, there I am with them. We believe it. We believe that the presence and power of Jesus Christ is here right now to seek and to save, to heal and to make whole, to redeem and to restore. Whatever the need, whatever your circumstance, Jesus Christ can change it, transform it, redeem it. The love of Christ is real, and His presence with us now, today, is real. What do you need as you have come to worship today? Forgiveness, healing, encouragement, wisdom, hope, direction, answers, comfort, peace? Jesus is the one who has come from heaven to bring His presence and power on earth. He is here. Jesus is alive in this body of Christ. Make today your day of decision. Make today the day that you step out in faith with Jesus. Amen? Let's pray together. Let's pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, gracious Master, loving Lord, we come today acknowledging that there are some big questions that we deal with in life. There are some God questions that every human being deals with on some basic levels because You created us. You made us. And as Augustine said, our hearts are restless until they find their rest in You. Lord, why people need Jesus, why they need the church, why they need our church, these are good questions we want to have good answers for. Lord, help us to ponder these questions ourselves and come up with our own authentic answers. We believe in You, Lord. We believe in what You're doing through Your church, through our church. So light the fire within us to shine it even brighter in our world. In Jesus' name we've prayed. And everyone said, amen. Amen. Hey, if you want to visit with me about the message, I'd love to hear from you. Get a hold of me. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, again, send those to us. We want to hear from you so we can pray. And thank you for your generosity, you know, your ongoing gifts to help us reach new people for Jesus and His kingdom are so, so important. You can go online using the app or the website anytime. Be sure to take advantage of our discipleship opportunities. Find all the information you need on our website, cumctulsa.com. Remember this, people need Jesus, they need the church, they need our church. For now, who do you know that needs Jesus and His church?
I got my best friend a refrigerator for her birthday.
Oh, you did?
I did. I can't wait to see her face light up when she opens it. Oh. Little guy in there flipping it on, flipping it off, flipping it on, flipping it off.
Do you have questions about Christ Church? You're invited to join us for snacks and conversation on July 23rd at 2 p.m. at Discover CUMC. You can find answers to your questions, join the church, or learn about ways to become more connected. Sign up at the Connect Center.
Our new Over 40s group for singles, Going Solo Together, will be at Utica Square for a concert on July 20th at 7 p.m. We'll be listening to Western Horn and The Hush from the shady seats in the garden area near Starbucks. Don't forget to bring your own chair.
Every stage of parenting has its challenges. We have a monthly support group for hurting parents of adult children that will meet today, July 16th at 5 p.m. Contact Jill Prey or Kathy Feist for more information.
You can find all of this information and more on our website, cumctulsa.com.